Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Superior, it said, never gives up for dead on the big lake they call Gitchigumi.
Now, the thing that always threw me about that song, didn't it always sound like it might have taken place in pirate times, and it was like in the 70s?
Yeah, and it was a really tragic vessel being lost. It's early. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's early. A vessel was lost.
I was up like really, really late.
Why late?
Last night.
Because I drank a regular Coca-Cola.
Again?
At like 9 o'clock.
Mike,
come on.
How many ounces? How many grams?
12 ounces.
12 ounces, 140 calories, I think.
36 grams?
I don't know. I don't do grams. The metric is the Canadian thing.
We've got calls standing by. Can I just get this out of my system?
Please.
Because this is top of mind. Hey, Bill Harrison. Lick my Irish one.
Oh,
okay.
What's going on?
Bill,
yeah.
A post on the fan club from Bill Harrison that says, it's a little sad that Carla has to remove things from the house because Mike can't control himself. He's lucky to have her. And as a listener, I appreciate it. Don't know what I'd do without the show. Hey, you know what? Your little passive aggressive backhanded BS there, Bill. Okay. All right. I'm doing just
fine. That's all true,
pal.
Though.
I'm doing that. Shut up, Oscar. Oh. Just shut up.
He ended nice.
Anyway.
Bill Harrison.
Keeping you alive.
I think it's really sad. Oh, sad. I hate sad. That's the one thing that lights my can. Kind of sad.
Don't like sad.
Yeah. Let me translate what Bill said, okay? Kind of sad that...
He's just...
Shut up, Oscar!
Okay.
Let's take calls, shall we?
I hope it's not a call from Bill Harrison.
Let's go to Glenn from Myanmar. That's far away. That's all the way on the other side of the world. The world.
The world.
And by the way, the phone lines are open. It is wide open Wednesday at 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. And let's say hi to Glenn from Myanmar. That's a... what time is it over there? Is it Thursday? It's Wednesday night, right?
Or
is it
that's Top Gun school right there?
What?
Myanmar. Yeah,
it's Wednesday 7:32. So
who won on Jeopardy?
I don't know. We don't get Jeopardy here. I wanted to be your first call from Myanmar, which
Glenn, for our geographically challenged listeners that don't realize that you are on the far side of the world, can you give us a little idea of the location of Myanmar in relation to more well-known countries, please?
Okay, we're west of Thailand.
Ooh.
We're east of Bangladesh. We're south of China. And we're north of the water, the ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah, so basically he's in the Iowa.
I was fine up until that last.
He's in the Iowa of East Asia.
Yeah, he's in the Midwest of Asia.
It is delightful to hear you calling all the way from Myanmar. How are you and how are things over there? That's a little tough area, is it not? I mean, they've gone through some quite a bit of upheaval over in that country, to the best of my knowledge. Am I right?
They have a historic, historically bad times, but of late in the last 5 years, they've grown. They're growing like Thailand. The buildings are multiplying. I saw a white Bentley today.
It's all that opiate money.
What circumstances have you brought you to Myanmar? Why are you there?
Myanmar. Like you just ate it.
I work for Johns Hopkins University. I've spoken to you once before from the States, but I work over here.
By the way, let me take this opportunity just to throw this in here. The Mike O'Mara Show, listened to by intellectuals. Thank you very much. There you are. Just thought I'd throw that in there. And if one was going to travel to your fine country of Myanmar, what would be the one thing you would recommend to an American tour on who was coming over to vacation in your farm.
And do they take Bitcoin?
I didn't hear what you just... I heard about the travel. What would I recommend? The temple? You
don't worry about what Oscar said. I was simply asking about what people would enjoy over in Myanmar, and then Oscar threw Bitcoin in there to confuse you. Because it's halfway around the world. It's all the way around the world.
The world.
There are more golden temples here than anywhere else you would ever imagine. They're everywhere. So
I saw that movie last week, Stormy Daniels in the Golden Temple.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Surprise ending, really.
Mm. Nasty, 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 nasty. Glenn, just a little joke. Well, stay safe over there, and when will you be coming? When will you be coming back to the States?
And will you be coming back?
It's all the added questions. Excuse me. I'm trying to communicate with a guy who's in Asia, and Oscar and Rob are tapping on last questions on my questions. Hard enough to talk to somebody in man, and I'll be saying, so when are you coming back? And what will you be wearing? I don't need that help. I've been yelling at the boys 5 minutes into the program. I've been doing more yelling than I've done all week. Glenn, safe travels, my friend, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Ciao. Let's go to Dirk Vastrick in Spokane. Hi, Dirk.
Good morning. Hey, it's earlier. What can I tell you? I got bass voice on today. Okay, hey, Pony, got a question for you.
Sure.
I know for sure that you got a ticket.
Hey, Dirk.
So...
Hey, Dirk, it's Mike.
What I really want to know is...
Hey, Dirk, are you ignoring me? Dirk, are you ignoring me, Dirk?
No.
Because, I may have had dinner with you, but it's still my damn show. Do you understand that?
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Dirk. Let's go to Linda.
Oh, hey, Mike, you know who that was?
In Stanton, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. Need a little tough love with Dirk there.
Yeah. Hi, Linda. Hi.
Sorry, Dirk had a little toot-a-roo. We're doing great. How are you, Linda?
Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay, honey. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I don't usually get to call in because I'm usually teaching, but I just got the push notification on the app, and I'm on my way into school, so I figured I'd call you guys and say hi.
Are you an educator, Linda?
I am. I know you, Mike. We've met. We've talked. It's Linda Herr. We hung out at Super Bowl together.
Mike, this is Linda. Stop that, Mike. This is Linda with the purple hair who was yelling out lots of great things at our listener meet and greet in New Orleans.
Oh, Linda Herr.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like one of my favorite listeners. I follow you on Facebook. You're fascinating. I love it. This morning,
thank you.
You were talking about like a vacation. You're planning a vacation somewhere and you don't know where to go, right?
Yeah, I have spring break in a couple weeks. Usually I plan way ahead of time, and I wanted to just pick a random city to go to. So I was debating between Austin, Texas, and Portland, Oregon. And I think I'm going Austin. Have any of you guys been to Austin before?
Oscar, have you been to Austin?
I've always wanted to go, and we know South by Southwest is down there. It's just going to be a bunch of fun. So you'll have a lot to do. But have you thought of going to Myanmar?
Lots of golden temples.
You know,
I have not, but maybe I could add that in the mix.
Linda, I think Austin would be your kind of, you're hip with all the, you were funny at the meet and greet that we did with the listeners, and you were a lot of fun in New Orleans. And I think that would be your kind of city. Lots of music, lots of fun. I would say Austin. Yeah. And then if you go to Austin, call us back and give us a complete travel report on your travels down there. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right,
Linda,
guys,
have a great day. I won't take any more of your time.
You're a sweetheart.
Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Linda. Right. Take care. Let's go to Matt in Urbana, Illinois. That's where a lot of people down in Cocoonville are from, that part of the world. How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Oh.
Good.
Good morning.
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
I wanted to, first of all, congratulate Matt on his smoking cessation.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're celebrating a lot of Pony these days. Let's keep it going here. Good support.
Okay. Well, I'm also going to celebrate Rob's birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's right. No presents. Remember, no present policy.
That's right.
Rob will be turning 47 tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Yes, 47.
Rob's 47th birthday. Are we planning anything for the Rob's?
No. We stopped doing that a long time. It wasn't in the budget.
Nobody gets gifts this year.
Nobody.
Right?
Nothing.
The way it goes?
No, we might do something celebratory for 50 if I make it.
All right, we'll do something for Oscars 40. Yeah. Here's the rule.
Okay.
Oscars 40, we will do something special for.
All right.
We will do something special for your 50, and we will obviously go to my funeral on my 60th.
Oh, no.
That's if we all make it.
Because the Harrison guy, you know, is like, sad, Mike. I want the show to be. And then the whole thread about that, by the way, was a bunch of people going, really sad. Want him around for a long time. Okay. You know what? After I got done playing my 18 holes and I got on my elliptical, I also rode the bike around the community.
Yeah.
Okay?
And he's on his third wife.
And everyone's going to come to his funeral as long as it's not in the summertime in Orlando.
Yes.
Matt, sorry we interrupted. Go ahead. It's all about you.
Remember that yesterday?
Yeah, I remember.
I can't go to Orlando in the summertime.
No, it's very hot.
Not my plans.
Mike, we said it's summer, not spring. You didn't listen.
More quick things. I wanted to also wish Katie a quick recovery for her surgery from yesterday. And I had a show recommendation for you, Mike.
Yes.
From HBO. It was on a couple months ago, Mosaic. It starred Sharon Stone, and it was a six-part like miniseries. Really good, and also starred one of your favorites, Beau Bridges.
Yeah, I heard about that miniseries. Wow. Doesn't it have an app involved in it where you can go in and try and solve a murder or something?
Wow.
It's a very cool what they've done with it. It's a six-part miniseries with an app that has more footage
than the show.
It sounds pretty neat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
Mosaic.
I appreciate that, and I will check that
puzzles.
Out. I love the recommendations. That's always very
good. And while he said, I did speak to Dan Von Herman last night. Katie came through her surgery just fine. Won't be talking for a month, but she's doing okay.
Oh. And does the lemon law apply?
Yeah, he can get her back for a taller woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Same price.
Fred from Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are shot out of the cannon for so early this morning.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're just getting yelled at left and right.
It's just goofy. Yeah.
It's Fred from Average White Man.
Fred!
Yay!
Celebrity! Celebrity call!
Yay!
Yes. Yeah.
No discounts.
Legend in my...
I called.
Now I forgot what I was going to call. Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
I'm
we're all friends
up.
Here.
I'm catching up on old shows, and... first of all, we'll be at the Birchmere in April. Two nights at the Birchmere in April.
Rob, you ought to check that out, brother.
I'll be there.
That's going to be $600, sir. I'll send you a bill.
What? For the ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
For their ad, for their free ad.
You can't just go and plug Ola. Yeah, right.
That's
illegal.
Remember when we asked Fred about it? Yeah. Maybe you can play for
us. Hey, maybe New Orleans. We could still, you know.
What did Fred? Oscar never forgets a slight.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Fred's room when we said maybe you guys could come down. He said, I don't know.
So, Fred, why you were calling. You were calling to plug the gig. That's great. I'd love to see you guys.
No. We don't. Actually, to tell you the truth, it sells out every year.
All right, so there.
Six tickets. All right, not too low.
Fred, do you guys ever play South Florida at all?
You know, Florida's not a big R&B area. It's more Barry Manilow territory.
You're right. You know what?
Barry would sell out. Yeah.
Fred is so right. I mean, because the Average White Band, even as long as they've been around, the fact is that it's great. I mean, it's really kind of esoteric, great music. And you have to kind of be a musicologist to be, you know, to super dig them. And people that take, and they're selling out Frankie Valli down here. Yeah. All right. That's what they care about down here.
Speaking of Barry Manilow, you know, I saw his show in Las Vegas because I have a couple friends in the band. It was like seeing an animatronic version of Barry Manilow.
Wow.
I've never seen anybody so dim in my life. And do you know what they call the guys in the band call the Barry Manilow fans?
What's that?
Fanilows.
Fanilows.
Wow.
They said all the Fanilows are here tonight.
Oh boy.
Hey, now Fred, now since you did get the little plug there, you know, I know Mr. Spiewak is not only a big fan of music, but he's a fan of something besides music, something a little bit more. And since we're not getting him a birthday gift, I am wondering if there is any slight chance that you, Fred, could get Rob Spiewak at the Birchmere on some kind of guest list.
Yeah, the line's breaking
up. Rob knows that every year I invite him, and he's always got something else going on, but the invitation is always there, Mr. Spiewak.
I think I will be there this year. I will reach out, and we will make that happen. Perhaps
all
I
right,
will
Fred, that's it.
Bring you an ice-cold RC Cola, and we'll meet after the show.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we would be not doing our duty as broadcasters if we did not go to the Stock Line. The Stock Line is open right now. It's time to go to Muhammad from Woodbridge, our official Mike O'Mara Show stockbroker, with the stock tip of the day. Mo, take it away. Do we have the jingle for Mo?
Yeah, we do.
We do. All right. Mo, take it away.
Redfin, RDFN.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
Well, can we maybe play it at a level that we can hear it? Can we start it again, please?
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
Thank you, Mo. We appreciate that.
Rob, what was that? Revson?
Redfin.
Oh, Redfin.
Yes.
Redfin.
The real estate site.
That's wonderful. Let's go to Carl from Wilmington, Delaware. Carl, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to say in advance, this won't necessarily be a humorous call, but something I think you will find important. I know a few months ago when you lost your friend Tom Gavin, you touched on this, Mike. Today, March 7th, is Spread the Word to End the Word Day. It's an ongoing effort by Special Olympics and Best Buddies Internationals to help inspire respect and acceptance of those with developmental disabilities around the country and around the world. I'm the father of two young men with developmental disabilities and autism. My third son is a special education teacher, so this is something that hits our home very, very importantly. And I know, like I said, when Tom passed away, you touched on the fact that this is something that's important. And I just wanted to let you know and everybody who listens know that this is an important day, and if they can just try to keep that in mind.
And the word that Carl is talking about is a word that I've probably used on the radio in the past, and I regret doing it. And the fact is that it's still thrown around occasionally. I might have thrown it away. You still slip with it. And the fact is that there's a lady near and dear to me, God rest her soul, my dear, sweet mom, who worked with special needs kids for a good chunk of her life. And she was always hitting me over the head with that. Don't use the R word when you're talking about people with disabilities, mental disabilities. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just terrific. And, you know, I always said, if Tom had not had some of the setbacks in his life that he had, he'd probably be president of the United States. He was so tenacious.
Yeah.
And really what fun we used to have with Tom Gavin. And I'm glad you were able to get on and talk about that. I think that's absolutely terrific. Especially, Carl, you know, in our world now, I think we're living in kind of an unkind era in America right now. And so, you know, be kinder to people. And the fact is the Special Olympics and organizations like that are just amazing. And I always really look at in my own family. I have some parents that I witness that have developmental disabilities kids. And when you look at the parents, and I think it's important to mention this every now and then, when you look at parents that actually stay the good long
stay
battle,
the course,
as Larry King would say, they stay the course and they take care of these kids. It's just You're doing such wonderful things, and I always think there's a special place for all of
you
folks.
Yeah, you see amazing strength that you don't even people that you wouldn't think have it within them to take care of such a challenge, and yet they rise to it.
Carl, you would agree, Carl. There's a special kind of love that you have for a child with developmental disabilities. It's you love the kid as much, if not more, than kids that don't have some of the setbacks they have.
Absolutely. It's not that it's harder. It's just a lot different. Like I said, my third son being a special education teacher, you know, that whole influence really washed over him. And, you know, my boys, for the most part, turned out to be as good as they are because, fortunately, they take after their mother. And that's the important part.
Good for you. Well, God bless you. That's a sweet call. Thank you. And to Tom Gavin, who's watching us from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tom still called in one day.
I think he could.
I really do.
Yes. If also, anybody could call from that big RFK stadium in the sky, Tom Gavin could. That's for sure. Stacy from Arizona, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good day.
Good morning, boys, from the spring break capital of the world.
Cactus League. Cactus League. Are you taking in any Cactus League games?
No. No, that's in Phoenix.
Yeah, I think she's in...
We're in Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu, that's right.
Boo, Lake Havasu!
Yes. Clothing optional.
That was on the Oscars the other night where, didn't they offer a prize where it would be a free trip to Lake Havasu?
Yeah, where you get with the jet ski.
In Lake Havasu... go ahead.
It's early.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, don't hold back, babe.
Want to drop the R word?
All right, I have a question, Stacy. Lake Havasu is not where Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee did the video, right? That's not where they did it.
No. But Wayne Newton had a boat. Lake didn't Wayne Newton have a boat sink in Lake Havasu?
Mm.
I don't know.
I think he did.
The best
Ichigumi.
Stacy, you know why you don't know? Because it's a Wayne Newton reference.
I was born and raised in Las Vegas. Wayne Newton is very
Stacy,
influential.
Answer me this question. All right. Look, you seem like you got a lot going on in your life. But let's confirm that the best Girls Gone Wild DVDs came from Lake Havasu. Like, those were the best ones for spring break.
That was before my interest to watch those, but sure, okay. I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Well, Stacy, what can we do for you in Lake Havasu? What can we do?
I have kind of an odd question, and this is based on something that has happened in Lake Havasu recently, but where... If you were to die in a public place, where would be the most embarrassing place that you could die?
Oh, I know. I know off the top of my head.
You do?
Yes. There is a Shell station restroom that is in Manassas, Virginia. And it's right off Battlefield Parkway. And Mike, that's really across the street where the movie theaters were.
Yeah, I know.
That Shell station bathroom, sometimes we'd have to use it down there because the one that we used to have for Big O and Dukes was broken.
Right.
So we'd have to go to the gas station.
You're right about that dying on the commode like they did in The Sopranos.
But that restroom had a rack of nudie magazines in it.
Oh, really?
Like it was,
in the restroom?
Like it was just normal. So if they found my body,
how cool is that? I'd go to that.
Think of that.
What it indicates?
Not sanitary. Who knows what people are doing in there?
I'm gross.
I don't want my body found next to a 1985 Playboy.
My love of nudie magazines. And the fact that they're so retro for me. That's my time. You know, that's how we used to consume our porn was through magazines.
Right next to a record player.
Remember, John Pop brought you some ones to the hospital.
Yes, in the hospital. But my health's been failing since I was in my 20s.
And this just in. It was Lake Mead where Wayne Newton lost his yacht.
Oh, thanks
in
for
2013.
Confirming. That you'll look
where,
for.
Yeah.
That you'll
where look did for. Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee film the infamous video? When did that? Where did
there
that
is a Shell from? Station.
You know, you couldn't find out where Tommy Lee and Pam did the famous set, but you can sure find out where Wayne Newton's boat sank.
Where would you be embarrassed to die, Mike? That's where I would be embarrassed to die.
Well, hold on. Somebody's coming through. No, actually, I can't do that because I can't play the thing. Because I did that same thing I did yesterday. Anyway, that's behind the scenes. Stacy, thank you very much. Yep. I'll hang up and listen, and I will tell you where I would be most embarrassed to die. Thank you very much. I would be most embarrassed to die around food based on the Ben Harrison or whoever the guy is that had the sad thread. If I was in a McDonald's drive-thru in my car after I got my food.
Oh, it's the soft serve all over you. Oh, my God.
No, not the soft serve.
The
elementary school. It would be a burger. You're talking about Culver's. If it was Culver's and next to me, my dead, rotting corpse was, maybe it could be Culver's too, with a giant concrete with Heath Bar Crunch in it, that would probably be embarrassing as well. That would be it.
Did you
find out where they had sex?
Still looking right now, but I think it was on a private... I've got here, it's from the video, Mike, Stolen Honeymoon, and it actually has its own IMDb listing.
And it is really the video that proves that Tommy Lee was more than just a big drummer.
Yes, he was.
That's it. But I think it was, I always used to think it was Lake Havasu where they had this. And is anybody else doing this? How many people do we have on staff that are looking up?
We've got three people doing this.
I know I'm making this
Mike,
a quest.
Do you mind if I send another push with a question to see how that works step with everybody that's calling in this morning?
What will be the where would be the most important embarrassing place to die?
Well, I was going to say that, but this will be easy. Because we can always get into that conversation with more people listening live. F, marry, kill, ? Call us now, live on the show.
No, not F,
for the show.
Kill. Oh, for us three?
For us three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for the show?
Yeah,
the
for
three
us.
Of us.
Like what would they do?
Oh, God, that's going to be, the lines are going to be locked and loaded with that.
Do you mind if I do that before I do
that?
That's an
experiment.
A good experiment.
We're experimenting on the Mike O'Mara show. And I am not going to the first break until I get the answer to my question.
Toluca Lake.
Oh, Toluca Lake?
Yeah.
That's a city. Is there an actual lake as well? Because that's where Bob Hope lives.
Pony?
I think it's near there. That's the best I could find on this.
Okay.
Toluca Lake?
I didn't know there was. I didn't know there was an actual Toluca Lake.
Can someone else give us an answer, please?
Yeah. Anybody,
someone else. Anybody. Someone else that cares. Someone else that doesn't see just a body of water and boobs and a dong driving a boat.
Exactly.
That's
it. Important. It's important to me.
Can you say that on air?
It's important to me. Let's go to Francesco from New Jersey. Francesco, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're wonderful, Francesco. What can we do for you on this fine Wednesday morn?
I'm here to report no winnings in the lottery so far. Sorry, guys.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, remember, Francesco is going to share his wealth.
Yes,
yeah, Francesco, I'm so disappointed. I was really, this was the week that I was counting on you to actually have the real financial windfall for the show.
Sorry, guys.
Can I ask this? And I'm probably, hold on a second. I'm probably going to be depressed when I ask you this question, but how much did we all stand to make if you had won the lottery this week?
How much? If it's over 50 million, I definitely give.
That really wasn't that difficult a question. Let's go to Chad.
It took a long time for him to get there.
I'm sorry to hang up on you, Francesco, but time is of the essence. Chad in Boise, Idaho, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. How are you, Chad?
Hey, I'm doing great. So I watched The Post, actually loved it, saw it twice, and it led me into watching All the President's Men. Hadn't seen that before. And as I'm watching it and they keep mentioning the G-Man, I'm just thinking, you know, this is a guy that Mike and Don and Rob used to just bust on. Did that ever occur to you that you guys were, like, busting on who contributed to the downfall of a president?
Well, I mean, in my case, I was, the connection is a little squirrely, so hang up and listen, I'll talk to you. I was always aware of the fact that G. Gordon Liddy was a Watergate conspirator. I was always aware of the fact that he was part of the break-in, the actual Watergate. I was also aware of something, and this is the way I always felt about Liddy. Mm. You have the results. I know you do, don't you?
Yeah,
you
I do.
The okay, hold on. So I was always aware that G. Gordon Liddy did something that that always made me a little suspicious. And Gordon would like to make big claims.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always this bit about him holding his hand over a flame and saying the trick is not minding. And I always didn't believe that story. And I always thought that Liddy was kind of a big showboat.
You know, I agree. That's the impression I got.
He was a little bit of a guy. He seemed extraordinarily insecure. And I always thought that he was kind of full of it. And so did Don.
Yeah.
And Don called him when he was talking about the size of his bag one time. And Liddy just got apoplectic about it.
Couldn't stand being challenged on it.
Absolutely hated that fact. And when that happened, it kind of went south with G. Gordon Liddy. So it was kind of a fascinating relationship. But how could you not know? Gordon Liddy traded on the fact that he was a
The bag conspiracy, I think that came... There's some clarity after the fact when we saw him on his boat in his
Speedo.
His Speedo, where I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was either some sort of prosthetic or perhaps he did indeed. He was that large. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the results of the Rob Spiewak research and the video for Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
It was shot on Nevada Lake, Lake Mead.
It was Lake Mead.
The same lake where Wayne Newton lost his boat.
That's how it's sang.
And it all also, ties together. One of Big Daddy's best friends was a very, very political lawyer involved in a lot of stuff. And when he found out I was hired at WJFK, he said, "That's Liddy's station, right?" I said, "Well, yeah, in a way, I guess it is where G. Gordon Liddy works." He says, "What's it like reporting to work every day with a historical footnote?"
On that note, let's start the show. We'll take more of your phone calls on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. I quit drinking and doing drugs 8 years ago.
Somebody just booed me. You're telling me, pal. And I just want to say this. Drinking isn't for everybody. But so is not drinking. I go to meetings. And I was at a meeting the other day, and this old guy comes in, like 75 years old, trembling. He goes, "I need to quit drinking." And I was like, "Now?" It's like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and you're down by 30. Now you want to start D'ing up, dude? You got to drink more, man. You got to put the foot down. Start doing heroin. Yeah. And I come from a family full of alcoholics, you know? I come from a drinking family. And my dad, he's like a functional alcoholic. Worked hard, two jobs, but weekends, look out, you know? Fridays, come home, 2 in the morning, blacked out, order a pizza. Pizza would get there, he'd throw a slice in someone's face. And go to bed, like, fun, you know? We'd wake up the next morning, he'd be like, "Who ordered the pizza?" We'd be like, "Dad, stop it."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. Reach us at, especially today, Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Which is to say, are you posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? Let ZipRecruiter help you. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way. They built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free! Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. And the experiment with the theme push notification
just went out, Mike.
I got it.
It just went out now.
I got it on my smart device.
Yes.
I don't think this is based on the Mary Kill thing, so we'll see. Brian from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wide Open Wednesday. Good little day.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great.
Hey, so fine, boy.
I got the push notification, but that's not the reason I was calling. I wanted to share some big news with you, and it does affect the show.
All right.
Or it's in part because of the show.
Okay.
My wife is pregnant for the first time ever. Yes, I'm the first.
Nice.
Bravo.
But
bravo.
No pump them and dump them.
Somehow, some way, though, and I wanted to make sure you guys knew this. My wife and I were attending Jimmy's Old Town Tavern on Super Bowl night.
Ooh.
And the night of the consummation, if you want to call it that, is, well, it was
the conception.
Bowl night.
It's the night of the conception.
Thank you. Conception. Mm-hmm. I'm like, right. Oscar. Mm-hmm. So technically, if it's a boy, should the boy be named like Bob Oscar?
Oh, it all depends.
Yes. No, I think if it's a boy, it should be Jimmy.
I'll hang up and listen. I just want to know thoughts about boys' names.
You can go international and go Jaime.
I think I think if it's a boy, the you should name the child Stephen Douglas. Let's go to Al.
And if it's a girl, the same name.
Al from Massachusetts. Al, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good voting.
Hi, Greg.
What?
Like, I enjoy the best part of the show is when you're really stressed and excited about something, even if it's the real bad things here or on political equations. The best part of it is when you're stressed and angry. It's when the real emotion is there. It's perfect.
Okay.
I appreciate
Thank you.
All the time. Call. That's very kind.
I appreciate that, Al. Yeah. What part of Massachusetts are you calling from, Al?
Right now, I'm near Concord, Mass.
Concord, Mass. Pretty, nice. Pretty part of the world.
Getting and, weather.
Are you getting ready for that? Are you in the teeth of that that next nor'easter right now?
The flurries are there, and the road is only wet.
Okay, good. So congratulations. Early. Thank you, Al.
Thanks
I appreciate
for
the call. Let's move on.
Mike, he's just outside of Concord in a place called Nervosa, Massachusetts.
That's wonderful. Port Republic, Maryland. Where is Port Republic?
I've never heard of it.
Where are you it's calling down in, from?
Down in Calvert County.
Okay. The best part of Maryland. How are you, Philip? What can we do for you today?
I'm good. I saw the notification on the app and thought I would call through.
Please.
Okay. Oscar, did you give people a theme about this?
Yeah, what did you see, friend? I just want to confirm.
Friend.
I saw the F, Mary, Kill, Oscar, Mike, and Rob.
All right. Would you like to do it?
Sure.
Okay. It's on you. Go ahead, Phil. Who would you F?
I would immediately F Oscar.
Okay. Nice. Very good. Who would you marry?
I would marry you, Mike.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh, no.
Is there a why for that?
And then, I think he would, well, he has some experience with relationships.
And marriage.
And marriages, yeah.
It's exciting. That's it. And now the last part of the, who would you kill, Philip?
Sorry, Rob.
Well, first off, you're not sorry, and you really don't want to make love to Oscar, and you really don't want to marry Mike. The only reason you called is because you want to kill me.
Don't get hostile. Jeez.
Don't get hostile. He's playing a little
I don't want to die.
You know what? We all would have been disappointed if we got the kill.
Yeah, it sucks.
Let's see if we can do another one. F, Mary, Kill.
Oh, no.
I hate this game. This is like Jive Radio right now, but we'll do it.
Hey, man.
Fun. Hey, Charles from Houston, Texas. Who would you F? Who would you marry? Who would you Q? Hey, Charles. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
So we're playing F, Mary, Kill for about one more minute. Charles, who would you F? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Okay, so I'd have to F Mike because he's a star, and I'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, crazy.
That's my favorite answer so far. I'm very happy with that. All right, how about Mary?
Okay, I'd have to marry Oscar because he has his priorities in order and will push me to be the better man I know I can be.
That leaves the last one. Who would you kill? And I believe there's only one person left.
Well, I'd have to say Rob because he's got one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel. So we just cut to the chase.
How would you kill me?
No, that's not how that game works.
Oh. That's not how it works.
I want to just say again.
You don't want to get that morbid, Rob. Don't go dark on
I don't want to die. But we're getting, what we have is something of a referendum here, and I don't like it.
Francesco called before, and he's called back, I think, to play the F, Mary, Kill game. Francesco,
terrific.
Lay it on us. Who would you F, who would you marry, who would you kill? It's all you.
Well, I would F Mike.
Why?
Thank you very much.
Because he's so darn sexy.
Thank you. Good answer. Best answer yet. Who would you marry?
Rob.
Yeah!
You got one, Rob. You got one.
Why?
Because he stocks that fridge with that delicious emergency ham.
I'll take it.
And I guess you would kill Oscar. Why?
Because he's got in his fridge.
I'll take it. I deserve it. It's not my fault. Hey,
thank you, Francesco.
Hey, one more
Oh, no. You don't get one more thing.
No.
You called twice, for God's sake. All right. We've got... hold on. Micah Greenberg's calling. At least that's what it says.
Just click on him.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey,
Adrian.
Excuse me, Adrian.
Adrian, just take
a little
his time.
More speed. Can you get it out of cannabis speed, please?
A little less
pal?
Weed,
we're
a little more speed.
Hey, that's a good couplet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gregorio from Mexico. Hi, Gregorio. How are you?
Hola, Miguel. ¿Qué tal?
Hola. Are you calling to play the game?
Actually, I saw it on the app. We're down here on vacation. I said I can go with that. Sure.
So okay. The answer would be yes.
Yes.
I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, let's start off. Who would you F?
Oh, I'd go with that smooth Latin man.
Yeah,
Oscar.
Thank you.
All right. Very good, Gregorio. Who would you marry, Gregorio?
Mike, I'd have to marry you.
Oh, why, sir?
just because I just he kills me. The impressions.
Yeah.
The spontaneity.
Interesting choice of words.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, well, that leaves who would you kill? Who would you kill, Gregorio?
But I guess by default it'd have to be Rob, but, you know, I like Rob a lot, too. So.
Yeah, but not enough to not kill me. Enjoy your trip in Mexico.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. You didn't like him from the get-go.
No, he's bad news. We should.
Mike, hold on a second. We're going to put you on hold. Oh, it's somebody calling on Mike's phone. We're going to put you on hold, and when we come back, more, I guess, of this. I don't know.
There's a theme here, right? There's a theme.
Yeah, there's a theme.
People want to star F.
Yes,
and they want to kill Rob.
That's right.
I'm peppered in somewhere between marriage and getting killed.
I'll be looking both ways when I'm in the car on the way home. I know that.
Vodka. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MichaelMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
It's over. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by eHarmony.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. If you've tried online dating, chances are you have run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that never materialize. eHarmony is unlike any other online dating site. It helps you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site.
Mm.
eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and most importantly, psychological research to send you the right matches. Now, the science is sound, and I recommend eHarmony to anyone who's looking for a real relationship. Or, you know, our own Pony Boy is an eHarmony member and has hooked up and actually gotten into relationships with people. It's wonderful.
I have friends who have met on eHarmony and gotten married.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. Absolutely.
And when I say hooked up, it's not, I wasn't using it.
No.
Pony's actually met some friends on eHarmony, and it's wonderful for him, and he loves it. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you'll never swipe right into a lasting relationship. eHarmony brings compatible people together. That's why I love the site. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you are ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's only one app that's built to bring you real love. That is eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started and enter the code TMOS at checkout, and we thank you. So Oscar decided to have a little fun with the push notifications today and send out F, Mary, Kill, and we're going to be wrapping this up shortly.
Cool.
Let's get right to it. Who's been waiting the most here? Oh, it's all a tie. We're going to go back to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. My buddy actually wanted me to call for him. He has trouble dialing with his fingers, so I'm just going to pass it to him.
Okay.
Okay, very good. All right. That's interesting.
Hello. I kill Rob with a rusty
This is disgusting and unwelcome.
Rob, I didn't know that you would be the punching bag, you know?
No, and you know what? Neither did Oscar, except he did.
Let's go to Sonia in one of Oscar's relatives' hometown.
Oh, nice.
Orlando, Florida. Hey. Hi, Sonia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. My morning got off to a really rocky start. And I looked at my phone, and there was this push notification, and I've been listening to it, and I'm feeling much better now. But I have to tell you, have you noticed that all of the callers have been men?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We got one woman in addition to you, and
two others.
Did we? We got two other women.
Lake Havasu and Linda Herr.
But we haven't. But for the F. Mary Kill, F. Mary Kill has been men that want to be with us.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We've got an open, honest, and really true listenership.
We do. Yeah. There's no discrimination on this show. Sonia, would you like to play the game?
Well, I was thinking about it, and two of those are against the Ten Commandments. And Mary, I've decided that Rob, when Carrie takes that final really long nap,
there you go. Hey, Rob. You know what? We can probably expedite it because I could play F. Mary Kill and just kill her. Wow! Send photos.
Pretty ramped up. Thank you.
I'm on the gram.
We appreciate that. Let's wrap this up,
please.
Lina from DC. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this Lina Gilmore?
It is. She. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you, Lynn? Lina, you're a very huge fan of the show.
Love her.
Big supporter. We thank you. I hope you called to play the game because we'll make you the last one on the show today.
Yeah, I called to play a game, but I have a question as well.
Go ahead.
It's about Andreas. Now, ladies from TMS Nation have been talking about this on Facebook all night. We want the details and all of this. We want to know what's up with old boy.
Okay, they want to clarify some details about Andreas, our new Italian intern.
I don't know that it's fair to do with him not here. I know we have him in next Monday.
Yes.
All right, maybe next Monday, Lina, you listen next Monday. We'll make sure that we spotlight him and get some details. Is there any particular detail that you're interested in?
Yes. Is he scared of black women?
Does he like black women?
Oh, yes.
Does he like black women?
Yeah, all right.
Amazingly, it didn't come up in the interview.
I put my boot in first.
All right, go ahead. F. Mary Kill, you're the last word on this, Lina. Take it away.
F. Oscar.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
With a brown on brown skin, that's a good thing.
All right. Very good.
Mary, Mike. Mike, we've been together more than 30 years, so I mean, I'd have to be assured your life somewhere.
Absolutely, yes, right, and you know that I have.
Did you make her say it? You're gonna make her say it?
I have always enjoyed hot interracial love as well. So it's A-okay with me. I like that. And that would leave. I guess we're at number three, which is Kill.
Yeah,
who you kill Linda and why?
Weird.
I'm sorry, Robert. You know I got to kill you.
No, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. You talk too much. You talk too damn much sometimes.
She says, you know I have to kill you. That is like right out of a mind of a sociopath.
Oh, that's it. All right, that's it. Oh, Rob Spiewak.
Man, that sucks. My God.
By the way, Spiewak. Okay,
yes.
I love Rob Spiewak like a son of mine. And you know what? How much time? Do we have some time? Just a little
time
have
a
in
moment.
This break right now. All right, because I put on my show prep today. What is the real deal with Rob's wife? And how much do the Spiewak? Look, you know that on the social media,
right?
Every now and then it'll be like, why does Mike pick on Rob? What's the deal with Rob? What's the deal with Rob? We have been together. How long have we been together?
We're going on 26 years.
And it would be, you know, you drive me nuts and I drive you nuts.
Right.
And we butt heads a lot. But I'm really, really frustrated when I read the thing about, you know, hey, what's the deal? Is he trying to drive Rob away and stuff? Come on now. I mean, have you listened to the show?
Oh, my
God.
After being married for 21 years, this is my happy place. Don't take this away.
I don't worry about you and me. I don't. It's just been too long.
Right.
I don't think about it. I know you don't think about it with me.
Right.
And the fact is that, you know, do we drive each other nuts? Well, Oscar, we all drive each other nuts.
Yes. The magic of the show. Time. Yeah.
But it's really, but something I really do think about is your wife. I wonder about your wife sometimes based on just tiny little things about she does have a little problem
with the show. She hates us.
Does she not? Does she hate us for real?
I mean, not hate us, but
she's like, I'll see Carrie like everybody. Everybody associated with the show.
Right.
Everybody in fan groups. Steve Bridges.
She denied my friend request.
In Iowa, you know, and she what?
Denied my friend request 2 years ago.
Did she really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yeah, well, she's still pissed you broke her soda stream.
Really?
Mike, I'm telling you this. That's our Yoko if we're looking for someone.
But Yoko, she'd insinuate herself into the show, and she doesn't choose to do that.
Well, because she does that at home when she's like, you're the star. They should be doing this.
Oh, my God. Those words have never come out of her mouth. What the reason, if anything, she distances herself from the show is that after all these years, she is so sick of comedy Rob. And Rob that tries to be funny, she hates that. She's heard all the jokes. She's heard all the voices. She hates the puns.
She listens to other podcasts on our network.
Yeah, because she doesn't like me.
She listens to the Rob and Joe show, does she not?
Yes, because
does she listen to the Rob and Joe show?
Occasionally, you know what? She hasn't been listening to podcasts because Madam Queen now has a 90-second commute. So she doesn't have any time to listen to podcasts. Okay, I haven't seen her listening to any.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Two questions here. This is a twofold question. A... Is there any level of hostility? And B, what could we do? And I'm talking about Oscar and me to get Carrie, because you live with her. You know what to handle her. What could we do to get her back? So I don't have to look at some of those posts about like Steve Bridges.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Bridges. That's where our radio show broadcasts.
Sleep Number. Is our bed of choice here on the program.
Right.
Oh, here he goes again. Here he goes.
Why the hell would she ever post about another bed if Sleep Number is our bed of choice on this program?
Well, that has to do with one thing, is a lack of intellect.
Oh, God. What could we do to bring Carrie back into the branch?
The olive branch? I don't know.
I don't require her to be on the show.
Oh, no, and nor would I allow it.
Unless you have a choice.
I don't know. Can I think on it and get back to you in a day? Let me really give this some thought. Because if we're going like to turn around a ship that has been veering for so many years.
It's a slow turn, though.
Yeah, we got to write it. Yeah, we got to write it.
Was she pissed that she didn't come to New Orleans?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. No. She didn't care about
it. No.
All right.
No, I think because she had a good time when she came to the show at the Improv, but then remember, she went to a hockey game. So I don't know.
But you know what? That was a spontaneous move. That was Girl, our intern.
Yeah.
Somebody got tickets, and you know, I was.
She said, "Why
cool
not?"
With that.
I really don't think you were more upset with that than I was. I really don't think it's the show, and I don't think it's you, and I don't think it's Oscar. I do think it's she has enough of me. I think she has a lot of me. And
Carla will drift in and out.
Right.
She will listen to the show periodically. And it usually is kind of similar where she will have that. And Shannon doesn't listen to the show.
She used to when we were in love.
Oscar's a different animal there.
I tell her not to listen. Because you're going to hear the hard truth. and it's going to hurt you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And we won't get past it.
Scholarships would reduce her to tears. We're going to take a break and we will come back. And oh my goodness, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show's Shocker. It's Wide Open Wednesday. We're running late.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, you can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous. Be selfless. Be a giver. The future of our show depends on it forever and ever.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're going into battle, you need your best soldiers at your side.
Yeah, best soldiers. Cornerstone First Financial. Yes.
Let them fight to get you the best deal possible, whether it's a refi, getting pre-approved to buy a home. Cornerstone First Financial, they're going to advise you. They're going to make sure that you win the financial battle. They know their stuff. They genuinely care about you. And they won't retreat until you win the financial fight. Just ask Oscar or the whole Santana family. They won, baby, because they hooked up with Cornerstone First Financial.
They will get you the best rates.
Thank you. Click their banner on our website. Or call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone, I read your book. 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS. 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. You know, I've loved Cornerstone ever since I fought in the Peloponnesian War. When I was reincarnated. Be smart with Cornerstone First Financial. Those are some very obscure, weird Patton references.
How long since you've seen Patton?
Maybe a couple of weeks.
Seriously, that reason?
When it's on cable, I will never go buy it. I will never, ever go buy it.
It's a great film. Oscar, ever seen it?
No.
Good story.
You've never seen Patton?
No.
By the way,
Oswald, yes, all the time.
You would love Patton. You would
actually, you would. Yeah. It's in color.
Patton holds up. Let's take one last phone call. And I hope it's not F. Mary Kill. I just want to say hi to a listener.
me too.
John, Wichita, Kansas. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
John,
this is not Mary Kill or F.
Fine. That's good. That's not what I wanted. Yes. What can we do for you, John?
I got two things for you. One, thank you for putting on such a great show. I have not missed an episode.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
Number two,
thank
I got a
much.
Quick hypothetical question for you. All three of you.
All right.
Let's say that Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal were eating breakfast and having a really intense conversation. And let's say that Charles, without Shaquille O'Neal knowing, Charles Barkley set his phone out and recorded that conversation. Would any of you have interest in listening to that?
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah.
That's a fantasy of mine. Yes. I mean, everybody would like to do that.
Even if the audio quality was not that good?
So this is weird.
I would, get to your point, sir.
I would listen to that conversation, but I would only listen to it if one of them at least knew that they were being recorded.
Right.
Yes. Yes. It would be that.
Yes.
All right. That's all I wanted to know. There you go, Mr. Todd Moore. There you go.
Whoa.
Thanks, guys.
Whoa. Okay. Something going on we don't know
that
about?
That was a weird call.
That was a weird call.
Was Todd also at the breakfast? Because Todd loves hanging with basketball stars?
They're all tall.
Jack passed the waffle. Well, I'm waiting by the mailbox today because it's coming today, and I could not be more excited.
What?
I mentioned the fact that I've been riding the bicicleta again, you know, now that my hip has finally gotten to the spot where I can do that. But I ordered something for my bicycle.
So now hold it. You mentioned only once in passing that you've been on the bicycle. You really are riding the bicycle?
A bicycle or like a Peloton?
This is exactly what it is. It takes a long time for these hips to get where they need to be.
Sure.
Okay. My hips in the last week, I did a little experiment to get. When you're down there, you got scar tissue. You got to move things around to get. And my experiment was to hop on the bicycle like 3 days ago and see what that activity does. Now, the first time I did it, I got a little bit of tweak like Oscar did, and I went, oh, God, no, not another
it's
part
curtains.
Of my body.
Do you think
the
it has to do?
Hold on, let me finish. It just hurt. It just hurt. And I was scared, and then I hesitated. Then I hopped on it a second time, and my kid was out riding his bicycle with Carla and her friend walking around the neighborhood, and I got on the thing, and it hurt, but I actually was able to do real well with it, and I felt like I was moving stuff around that needed to be moved around. And then the following day, I was like, okay, this will be the big tell. How am I doing? And it worked. It actually made me feel better, a la rehab. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, you're like an exotic car, right? You can't just leave in a Ferrari in the garage and hope that it just runs
exactly.
After 3 months.
Appreciate it.
You got to
blow some of the carbon off.
Yeah, you got to run. You got to run it once a week at least.
And
blow
also,
carbon off.
Different muscle group. from golfing and bicycling, because it's a repetitive round motion when you bicycle, right?
But down here, it's like, you know, you get those joints working like this.
So yeah.
The long and short of it is that it worked really, really well. In fact, I kind of took a giant step forward with my rehab. It turns out riding around an electric machine and getting out and swinging a club, not exactly really killing yourself with exercise. No. But the fact is, doing this and being outside of Florida.
Fact is.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's a little loud.
That's
a little loud.
So much better, Rob. I like that one. So, you know what? I'm not sure whether I'll ever give up that verbal crutch. I feel really
bad. It's okay.
Hey, this just in on the instant feedback. M. Bloom wants to know, does your bike have a padded seat cover?
It has a padded seat cover, and I got a nice seat.
Nice.
But it was not the only thing.
Banana seat?
The only thing that was really, no, not a banana seat, but this does apply to the seat, because the seat was bothering me, like to the point of, you know, if I have prostate surgery, I want to pay for it from a doctor and not get it on a bicycle. So the fact is, there it is. I did it again.
Can you see?
I talked to Colonel Colburn last night, because they're coming down to visit.
The Colburns are coming. The Colburns are coming.
He said I said it twice on the show yesterday.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I didn't want to, you know.
Well, hit the alarm when I do it. I want to know
it's
when
okay.
I do
call
it.
Call my attention to it.
I need to know this.
Yes.
If I'm in back of you and you're riding your bike, can I see the seat?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
You might need a larger seat.
No. I'm getting a fat seat.
When I come to visit you and we bike together, will we wear cowboy hats?
Yes, on our mini bikes. I'm getting a fat seat. I got a special fat seat because it doesn't have the little what's the thing in the front pony? The
anal probe?
Yes.
The nodule, the little... what's it called?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's different names for parts of the seat. And they're called saddles, by the way. But
the saddle has that little knob that... you know, goes under your beanbag, and this is more like
gotcha, a new saddle for your bike there, Pilgrim.
Pony, I got one from Schwinn, but my bike's not a Schwinn.
Schwinn!
Are they generic when you buy these seats? Can you install any seat on any bike, pretty much?
You can.
There are two different types of saddles. There's a kind that has rails. It'll have, like, two rails that'll clamp into the seat post, and then there's a kind that has, like, a tube that'll just bolt onto the seat post.
Yeah, and
all right, yeah.
And the fat man saddle depends on you. Like,
yeah, you want one with rails.
You want one with
more
rails.
More support.
Yes.
One with rails.
Yes, they're wider. They're
all
wider
I care is that it attaches
support.
To my bike. I didn't look whether it had a pole or whatever, but I mean, the seat I've got is a pole. That's the seat that I've got.
Yeah, but it's skinny if it's hiding between your cheeks.
My saddle.
Yeah, exactly. My saddle. I know what you're thinking. All right, we have to take a break.
Is it European?
I'll be a peeing if I use that saddle. Or I won't be a peeing.
Carl, the bike won't come off.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Get the spatula.
Because I'm active. Yeah. I will not be buying a tricycle. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Important, important. Pay attention to this, please. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. That's what we want you to do. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, boys?
We discussed this yesterday, but we did not give the brand name. It's Dalemans, D-A-E-L-M-A-N, Dalemans Stroop Waffles.
Stroopwafels in
caramel, a pack of 24 individually wrapped Stroopwafels, only $22.15.
Ooh, nice!
And available for Amazon Prime. You can get it at our page.
Perfect.
And here's just a tip from me. You can put the stroopwafel in the microwave for just 9 seconds. And when you take it out, the caramel will be nice and soft. And it will go down easier. And the actual consistency of the stroopwafel will be more flavorful. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that stroopwafel and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com. And we urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to get clicking.
News.
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 Forbes released their annual billionaires ranking yesterday, and overall, there are 2,208 billionaires from 72 countries and territories. They have Donald Trump as the 766th richest person in the world with $3.1 billion. Naturally, he'd probably take issue with that. In the past, he's claimed that he's worth more than $10 billion, which would put him around 150th. You know, these rich guys caring about what they are on the list is kind of disgusting when you think about it.
Yeah.
Also, he's supposedly not making any foreign deals while he's president, which shuts down one area where he could be expanding his empire. At the top of the list, Amazon.com boss Jeff Bezos, numero uno, with $112 billion.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa. Right.
Yeah. Thanks for Christmas. Bill Gates is next with $90 billion.
If you only knew.
Really. Followed by Warren Buffett with
$84 I'm hopeful that Bezos does what I think he's going to do with the Post. The Washington Post.
Which is
continue making sure that they follow the money.
Well, yeah, because democracy dies in the dark.
Thank you.
And let me ask this. Do you think that, Oscar, you have said you still maintain they're going to build their headquarters in D.C.? You still think that's
100%.
Yeah, all signs point to it.
French businessman Bernard Arnault is fourth, $75 billion, followed by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, $71. Mark is 33, by the way. Lots of articles about these tech giants and how maybe, we're in kind of another robber baron era with these guys where, you know, they're not spreading the wealth like they should. And
always great like eras in history when the robber barons have all the money. I love it. It's good time. Well,
they're like the tech robber barons.
They are.
Talking about Facebook, Google, and Amazon, places like that. Even if you are only a casual NFL fan, you probably recognize referee Ed Hockley.
Yes.
He's the super buff ref. He's also known for his elaborate penalty explanations. Well, he just announced that he and his giant arms are retiring.
And his
won't
arms?
Be back. Yes, he's retiring his arms. Believe it or not, he's also a lawyer. I remember that
because
that's probably the most famous referee in sports. It's unclear if he's also giving up his lawyership, his law practice. Interestingly enough, one of the new refs that will be replacing Ed Hockley is his son, Sean Hockley, who apparently spends less time in the weight room.
Oh, I don't know why
they put that in the suit. It'd be great if he comes out and he's like 400 pounds.
Yes! You know? Yes! It would be great.
Here he is.
Holding number 72 on the defense.
So congratulations, Ed.
Yes.
Nickelodeon is rebooting one of its most legendary kids shows of all time, Blue's Clues.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Yes.
They've made the wise decision to keep it pretty much the same. There will be some minor changes, like the animation. Blue will be more three-dimensional, and she'll be, quote, I didn't know it was a she. She'll be, quote, even furrier and more huggable. But Nickelodeon says, quote, the audience probably will be passionate about protecting it and making sure we get it right. They're probably right about
that.
Sure. There is an open casting call for a new host on April 14th.
Oh, my God.
Pony.
Oh, my God. Now that you don't smoke, you could do it.
Yeah. California. Filming will begin this summer.
Well, I hope they do it right, because I think the original Blue's Clues sucked when Steve left. I didn't like the new guy.
They're going to get Tommy
him.
Lee.
Oh, he'll be good.
Tommy Lee in Blue's Clues. Steve was great. The original
guy. He was good,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. SDM?
Spreadsheet for all the clues.
The baby naming website, Nameberry.
Hey!
Once a year.
Woo! I love it.
Just released a list of the most common names for millennials based on the data for babies who were born between 1982 and 2004.
Nice.
Barry's name. Barry's got all the names for you. Here are the fairly benign results. Women, top 10 names. Jessica, Ashley, Amanda, Sarah, Jennifer, Emily, Samantha, Elizabeth, Stephanie, and Lauren.
Okay.
Boring.
For men, on the top 10.
On The Bachelor this past year, there were like six Laurens, which is really, really confusing. Mm.
Interesting. The top 10 for men, Michael, Christopher, Matthew, Joshua.
Josh!
Daniel, Josh, Daniel, David, Andrew, James, Joseph, and John.
Oh. He's named Barry. He was going to put him in alphabetical order, but I couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't figure out how to do that, but I'm okay with that. Let's go to the baseball game and get a hot dog together. One thing you notice when you watch Black Panther is that there's a lot of sexy dudes in it.
Some
of them take... some of them take their shirts
Lots
off.
Lots of shirts off. Mm-hmm. And, well, some of them fall off in battle as well.
Sure. Yeah. Including Michael B. Jordan, who plays the villain Killmonger. Well, a guy recently posted this on Tumblr. Quote, "One of my patients came in for an emergency visit because she snapped the wire on a retainer watching the movie. When MBJ took his shirt off, she clenched her teeth so effing hard that she snapped it. That is the effing funniest stuff I've ever that's ever happened. This tiny 17-year-old girl thirsting so GD hard she busted steel."
Wow.
Well, the subject of that post actually recognized herself and tweeted, quote, "Wait, this girl is me. This is my orthodontist Tumblr. This is a post about me. I'm going to kill myself." She wasn't serious. In fact, she kept joking about it. And then her dad got into the act, tweeting, quote, "We have already set aside funds sufficient to purchase yet another retainer in anticipation of Mr. Jordan's next film."
Wow.
Okay, so they're being funny about it. But, you know, a little dicey with the orthodontist getting out there, but it was funny.
Yeah, but he shouldn't, you know. He shouldn't, I mean...
It's kind of violating ethical standards.
It's better than gassing them out and feeling them up. But still, let's be honest.
I'm just thinking
all by degree, Oscar,
that we got to do that, but I don't know what it means. So
thank you. Tweet and me. Now a little something, something. There's this guy. His name is Cody Clemens, and he's in prison in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Saturday, he asked his 68-year-old grandma, Sarah Griffin, to smuggle him in a cell phone. He had a friend give her a bag of Doritos with the cell phone inside, and she passed it to him. But a guard saw the exchange and asked to look at the bag, and it turned out there wasn't a cell phone inside. It was a bunch of meth, ecstasy, heroin, and painkillers wrapped in black electrical tape.
Oh, no.
Grandma Sarah told the guards she didn't know she was smuggling drugs. She thought she was smuggling in a cell phone. Thanks, Grandma. But now she is in jail, and she is facing a contraband charge that could get her up to 6 years. Meanwhile, Cody is only doing 3 years for aggravated burglary.
Wow.
But the most important thing for Cody and Grandma Sarah is that them Doritos never lost their crunch. There you go. Yes, yeah. Even all the electrical tape in there. Grandma, Grandma Sarah and Cody. Yeah, smuggling in some
meth. Hey, Granny! Granny!
It is great, Granny. Wait, you're doing 6 years. I'm doing three, Granny. And hey, Granny. You're 68. You'll be 70 when they spring.
I'll visit you, Granny.
He's named Barry. He's going to prison. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Yes.
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, F-E kill Rob. Him.
Listen
kill
to him. Tech 411. That's kill available him. On MichaelMaraShow.com. Or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Oh, kill me.
Welcome back to Mike O'Mara's Sleep Deprived Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. You know, it's the worst time of the year.
Oh.
Your 7-Eleven is out of ginger ale. Your wife is leaving town. You stayed up too late and you're slurring your words. And Erin Burnett just accused you of drinking. What will you do? What will you do? Well, poo-poo head, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a grumpy guppy into a jammin' salmon. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking and get off my cloud. Shadoobie shattered.
That might have been some Smirnoff.
That's good. Keep it coming. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. How can I kill the man that gives me that?
Oh, I'll leave you some. I'll leave you some rhyming couplets in my will. Have you ever heard of cosmophobia? Cosmophobia?
Whoa.
Is that fear of the stars?
It is not. It is the fear of metal jewelry. And guess who has it?
Who?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh God! Okay, I saw him on like a home building show.
He that must have been some great viewing.
Yeah, that was a sad afternoon.
I'm guessing there was some rain in the forecast. Anyway, Dale Jr. hates the metal jewelry.
I also have a jewelry phobia, and don't want to.
I just love hearing him come out.
The guy's
of the
going 200 miles an hour around a track, and he's going to slam into a wall. Come on!
Exactly. He's surrounded by metal.
I also have a jewelry phobia, and don't want to wear metal rings. My wedding ring is actually a wooden ring, and I don't want to wear that too much because it could get scratched or broken. And so I wear Kalo rings, which are like a rubber
band
composite material. And they're very very comfortable, and they come in all one thing that I like about them is they come in all kinds of different colors, so I can try to kind of change it up and wear different ones. And if you lose it, it's $20. You know?
But here's the thing. He said that if he sees it, it makes him uneasy. He said, without a trace of irony, if he were to meet Mr. T, he would feel nauseous.
Really? Because of all the jewelry.
All the jewelry. And also, I mean, I understand the idea of replacing a lost wedding ring, but the guy who is your officiant usually blesses the ring. So you really can't just replace the ring.
But if you believe in the hocus pocus.
I get the impression that Dale might be into the hocus pocus.
I'm on my second ring.
I've got three rings.
Actually, you're
and
at
I've
least
lost,
on your third.
I've lost. Yeah, you're probably on your fifth because you haven't married three times and lost two rings.
So. I have a jewelry phobia.
Yeah, thank you, Dale.
Once again, Dale Earnhardt.
I also have a jewelry phobia.
Okay. Did you watch The Bachelor last night after the rose?
Yes, I finally caught up.
Oh, so Ari proposed to Lauren. Remember, he left Becca saying, I'm going to propose to Lauren.
Two Beccas.
I wonder how it went.
I'm ready to face this life with you and all that comes with it, the good and the bad. I love you so much. And I wanted to do this in front of everyone because I want to show you that I should have done this a long time ago.
Wow.
Lauren, Elizabeth Burnham, will you marry me?
And then Lauren said,
I also have a jewelry phobia.
No, she said yes, but that made me so sad, Mike.
No,
that
she
made me
said
so
this
sad.
With the audience.
Okay. Come on.
This made me so sad because that leaves Becca out in the cold,
no,
right?
But then she could be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, Oscar, it's almost like you're reading ahead because let's meet the next Bachelorette.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to introduce the new Bachelorette, Becca.
Yay!
Yeah, it was easy too, honestly, once I got past the initial...
Shut up. So you can't know you just got to know the fact this has been planned months out.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I was rooting for the 22-year-old Becca. This is not.
Oh, you had Becca mix up yesterday.
Yeah, but again, this is the other Becca, the jaded Becca.
The 60-year-old Becca?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Becca.
Let's hear the 60-year-old Becca.
Okay.
Here she is.
There she is.
Mike, you normally handle most of the Florida stories, but Dateline Miami. Okay. Someone put out a fake Craigslist ad saying that the We Care Wildlife Sanctuary was closing and they needed to get rid of all their animals. This person had nothing to do with the sanctuary.
Clearance sale.
And so what they wrote in the Craigslist ad is that if you come and we're not open, just come on in anyway and take what you want.
An animal?
So people went to the back, broke in, used bolt cutters, broke in, and here's what they took.
7 lemurs, 5 marmosets, 4 monkeys, 7 birds, and 12 tortoises are now in danger.
And they say one of the main dangers is some of them need medication, but they're going to be stressed. And the stress is bad for exotic animals. So
Pony,
please.
You got to feel pretty bad about this.
Oh, it's terrible. Right? All those poor sugar gliders.
So please, if you will, bring them back. Bring them back. Now, we'll close with this. My favorite talk show host, if I had to rank them, top five would be Martin Short. He was so great with Letterman because he would come out and just...
Talk show guests.
Guests, yes.
Right. Okay,
and he would absolutely destroy Letterman in a sort of a sweet way. And he brought the shtick to Conan last night. I thought it was great.
Martin Short still rocks on a talk show.
Marty Short coming out talking about how pale Conan is.
You look sensational.
There's nothing wrong with looking pasty, is it?
I mean, I think... No, I mean, you're pale.
Yes.
You're a pale.
I'm a white man,
You make Mike Pence look like a character in Black Panther. No, I mean, he puts sunscreen on at night.
This is a pale man.
A pale man.
Very, like, very
like
white
the
man,
world's hippest tabby cat. It's like a suit and a Duraflame log. It really
listen,
is.
listen.
Barbara Streisand would clone you if she could.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure to join us tomorrow for another fabulous show. And get our TMOS app. You can hear us 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with an extra B at MikeOMaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
7 lemurs, 5 marmosets, 4 monkeys, 7 birds, and 12 tortoises are now in danger.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.